Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Aleutian Airways announced on Thursday that it will begin scheduled flight service to Kenai from Anchorage on June 6th. The initial schedule will offer two daily round-trip flights utilizing Saab 2000 aircraft, a 35-minute flight between the two cities.
And that's exactly what Aleutian Airways is all about. You know, our tagline being the strongest link in the chain. We want to provide the community the travel assets that it needs to meet its needs. And of course, we also want to bring in people who want to enjoy the beauty of Kenai. So hopefully this is a great option for everyone.
The company's planned routes include two round-trip flights between Anchorage and Kenai, one in the morning and one in the evening. Aleutian also provides nonstop scheduled service to King Salmon, Dutch Harbor, Homer, Cold Bay, and Sand Point. For a link to their website, visit this story at radiokenai.com. The Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race gets underway this weekend. The traditional ceremonial start will take place Saturday in Anchorage. The official restart is set for Monday morning at Pike's Waterfront Lodge in Fairbanks. This year's race will take a new route after crews on the ground determined that a lack of snowfall made the southern route unpassable. Just 33 teams will be competing in this year's race. That ties with the 2023 race for the smallest competitor field ever. According to an annual survey of school system finances conducted by the Census and National Center for Education Statistics, Alaska is among the states that receives the most federal aid for education funding. The Census Bureau says 13.3% of funding for public elementary and secondary schools in the country came from the federal government in the 2021-22 school year. That's an increase in federal spending compared to just 7.7% in 2018 and 2019. Alaska was among the states most dependent on federal aid in the 2021-22 school year, with federal sources accounting for 20.6% of its funding. Funding came not just from the Department of Education, but also programs run by other federal agencies, such as Head Start and the National School Lunch Program. President Trump has promised to close the Federal Education Department and give more power back to the states, and his administration has slashed $900 million in research-related contracts from the Education Department already, among other cuts, and laid off staff members. Find out more by visiting this story at radiokenai.com. The Alaska Zoo marked International Polar Bear Day on Thursday. The zoo celebrated the holiday with special treats and toys for its two polar bears, Cranberry and Kova. International Polar Bear Day was created by the nonprofit organization Polar Bear International in 2011 to help support conservation efforts. A 48-year-old man is facing charges after allegedly holding his wife at gunpoint during a domestic violence situation that ended with police shooting and injuring him in Wasilla. The Department of Public Safety says David Patrick was charged in court on Wednesday with assault, misconduct involving a weapon, reckless endangerment, and criminal mischief. Court records say Alaska State Troopers responded to Patrick's home last week to find him naked and holding a shotgun, which he then pointed at his wife before pointing it at a trooper who opened fire. Patrick was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Police are seeking the public's help in their investigation into the 2020 killing of a Kotzebue woman. The Alaska State Troopers Missing and Murdered Indigenous Peoples Unit traveled to Kotzebue this week in hopes of talking to anyone who knows something about the death of 30-year-old Susanna Susu Norton. An investigation conducted by ProPublica and the Anchorage Daily News found that police in Kotzebue originally failed to question potential witnesses, friends, or family members about Norton's death. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at radiokenai.com.